The new home of Earl Pitts, the new 1080 WRES, Louisville.
Louisville police on the scene of a man holed up in the Hikes Point area. It could affect your child's ride home from school. Stay tuned. We'll have details coming up. That attack in Tokyo this morning, could it affect other subway systems? We'll have a report. And Cats fans, stay tuned. Find out when your team plays next. It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Jackie Rourke. This is your nonstop news and information resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky. We're going to have rain. We're going to have drizzle. We're going to have general unpleasantness. Maybe even a thunderstorm today. High 75. It's all going to clear up tonight. Down to 45 with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunshine. A little bit cooler, though. A high of only 59. That's the forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Our first traffic report coming up at 3:20 this afternoon. Right now in Louisville, we have scattered moderate rain showers. It's getting windy out there, 60 degrees. It's 3:01 at the new 1080 WRES. Louisville police have spent most of the day outside an apartment on Middale Lane, where a man is threatening to shoot himself and police. The unidentified 34-year-old man is brandishing a gun, and Louisville police have been negotiating with him since the incident began around 10 o'clock this morning. The incident's affecting the release of students from three area schools. Louisville Police Lieutenant Marty McDermott tells the news resource.
In the area, and those schools have been contacted in case children being let out of school later on this afternoon need to get home and live in that area. We're making arrangements with the schools to find alternate means for those children to get home.
Those schools are Klondike Elementary, Myers Middle School, and St. Martha's School. Once again, the incident is at 3012 Middale Lane off Klondike Lane in the Hikes Point area. The deadly nerve gas attack on Tokyo's subway has New York authorities on heightened alert. The new awareness comes in the wake of the attack in Tokyo this morning that killed at least six people and injured thousands more. Kyle Olson is with the Chemical and Biological Arms Institute. He says similar attacks could occur elsewhere.
Tokyo can be looked at as possibly a template for attacks elsewhere. There's no reason to believe that something that was done in Tokyo couldn't be repeated in Yokohama or Osaka or New York or London.
The nerve gas attack came during Monday morning's rush hour in Tokyo. The defense is now taking its turn, questioning one of the lead police investigators in the O.J. Simpson case. Correspondent Brian Bland joins us with an update on the trial.
Shapiro suggested in his questions that Detective Philip Van Adder should have had O.J. Simpson's cut finger examined for pieces of glass the day after the murders. Van Adder believed Simpson was cut during the murders. Shapiro had asked Simpson to show to Van Adder and to the jury the cut finger, and Simpson did do that today. Shapiro asked Van Adder other questions about the possible contamination of DNA evidence and the fact that a trainee was part of the scientific team at the murder site. Van Adder was not asked on direct examination for details of his interrogation of Simpson the day after the murders. Brian Bland, live at the Criminal Courts Building, Los Angeles.
3:03 at the new 1080 WRES. Moderate rain, 60 degrees right now in Louisville. Coming up, another name added to the list of candidates wanting the GOP nomination for president. This news is brought to you by Blinds Direct.
One good look and
Kentucky and his best selection and lowest prices on custom blinds and shades for your home or office. There's only one name you need to remember, Blinds Direct. For fastest service locally, bypass the 800 number and call direct at 634-0733. That's 634-0733. Just off Preston at 608 Locust Lane.
WRES, 3:04 at the new 1080 WRES. Add another name to that growing list. Conservative commentator Pat Buchanan has announced he is running for the GOP nomination for president. Speaking in New Hampshire today, Buchanan told the crowd he plans to campaign for a strong defense.
I will maintain a military for the United States
that is first on the land, first on the seas, first in the air, first in space, and I will not ask any nation's permission before I build a missile defense for the United States of America.
Buchanan was repeatedly interrupted by four protesters from a group called the Coalition for Jewish Concern. They carried signs saying Buchanan is a racist. In sports, the time has just been announced for the Kentucky-Arizona State NCAA Southeast Regional Game Thursday night in Birmingham. Get ready for bloodshot eyes Friday. The game will start about 10 p.m. Eastern Time after conclusion of the Georgetown-North Carolina game. On Wall Street, just before the hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 7.26 at 4080.91. The forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky, partly sunny today, windy, warm, the high of 75, but of course those thunderstorms are starting to roll in now, and some of them could be heavy. For the forecast for tonight, storms ending, clearing overnight, the low down to around 45. And then for tomorrow, sunshine cooler with a high of just 59. Right now in Louisville, moderate rain and windy at 60 degrees. I'm Jackie Rourke for the new 1080 WRES.
This is Gary Burbank. Thanks to the wonderful work release program my attorneys negotiated for me, here I am.
I gonna say it was going to be something really good,
and it left me.
I wanted to keep this low key, you know, come in and do this show like I've always done it, and then the TV station show up. I think the Marines are outside. Oliver Stone is planning a plot already. Movie. Hi, I'm Gary Burbank, and welcome to the Gary Burbank Show. But it's not just the Gary Burbank Show. It's a guy named Roger Naylor. Roger's, he hates sidekick. I won't say sidekick. Roger is my...
I embrace sidekick.
I thought you hated sidekick.
Is an empowerment word now. That's my new outlook.
But if you're a sidekick, you don't be talking like this here. Thanks a lot, you're Gary.
I'm not a grizzled sidekick.
and Nurse Burns, who is kind of running things. You'll meet all these people later on. Duke Sinatra, who has Cariopia, Buzz Fechtel, and his dancing parakeets. At the moment, you're thinking, what? Where's the dial? No. Not yet. Give us a chance. Gilbert Gnarly, G-N-A-R-L-E-Y, is a person you'll hear today. But instead of me explaining all this and telling you about what you're going to hear, you know, a good idea would be just to do it.
Do it and let them sort it out for themselves.
Yeah, it's probably the best. You can then sort it out and see if you think it's worthwhile. And it really is, isn't it, Roger?
Yes.
Oh, it's big time.
You can tell that we've already rocketed to stardom in a small way. Cato Kaelin is now living in my house.
Is he really?
Yes.
Hey, dude, that's all right. So, speaking of Cato and the O.J. trial, I'm sure that you'll be kept abreast of all that throughout the afternoon, and we'll be doing the same thing, too. Have you got that music? Let's go.
Let's go checking on O.J. Let's go checking on O.J.
Yeah.
Let's go checking on O.J. and see if he'll get fried.
We're the O.J. Update guys, and just heard today that plans are underway for WrestleMania. And the reason I bring that up is I'm thinking of, why don't they come up with the title match, F. Lee Bailey and Marcia Clark? You like that idea? F. Lee began his wrestling career in the 50s under the name The Pugilist Jurist. He did. And I can handle that.
Would Ito be a manager?
Ito?
I could see him as a wrestling manager.
He's got a chain, ref. I know Darden's got a chain.
Good work,
he'd have the big gavel and the sunglasses.
And we've lost another juror, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's a 52-year-old, what was his name? I can't think of his name now.
Tracy Chapman, wasn't
Tracy
it?
Tracy Chapman.
Singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
something like
that's
that.
It's a singer.
That's somebody like that.
It's Tracy someone. Tracy someone, yeah. He claims he was writing a book about the trial, and it upset Judge Ito. In fact, he lied to Ito about the book. And he claims it was a Dr. Seuss-style children's book that he was writing. The title was The Juice in the Noose, or something like that. I've got some of it. He did not leave a bloody glove. He did not leave a bloody hat. He did not do it. That's a fact. Something like that. You know, it was issued a new code of behavior for lawyers, too, in the case. See, from now on, lawyers must not hurl direct insults at each other. They have to wait, as you just heard in the news probably, they have to wait for the person to get through answering the question before they start answering or asking a question again. They can't make derogatory facial expressions in the presence of the jury, and above all, they must stop referring to His Honor as Chia Chin, something like that. Lawyers are just no longer permitted to make obscene gestures, perform lewd puppet shows with their dentures, anything like that. I can't really understand it. I guess
the trial's going to go downhill if you can't have that.
No, I think so too. That's my favorite part, to watch that kind of stuff going on. Yeah. Tell you what, that's just a little stuff on the trial. You got anything you want to say that's just pressing as it can be?
I don't like to when the music starts because I know you're about to go away.
Yeah, I'll go away.
I'll get it.
But not for very long.
Okay.
We got some stuff coming up. Good stuff. This is the Broadbank Broadcasting Corporation. The new 1080 WRES.
There's no secret as to what we do here on the Mike Walker Show. We gossip. That's right, gossip. I tell you the things you really need to know about the Hollywood stars, the jet-setting celebrities, and of course, darlings, the royals, all the people in the news. We will also keep you in constant touch with the goings-on in the O.J. Simpson trial. So for the hottest in celebrity gossip and the latest from the L.A. County Courthouse, tune into the Mike Walker Show.
Mike Walker, 10 to noon on the new 1080 WRES.
Forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky. We're going to have rain, we're going to have drizzle, we're going to have general unpleasantness, maybe even a thunderstorm today, high 75. It's going to all get a clear up tonight, down to 45 with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit cooler, though, a high of only 59. That's the forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Since 1960, Ethington Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been selling cars, trucks, and vans the old-fashioned way. Low prices and honest, dependable service. Donnie, Jake, Jimmy, and Tim Ethington invite all their friends and customers in Shelby, Jefferson, Spencer, Oldham, Henry, and Franklin counties to take advantage of special prices on their 5 acres of new and used program Oldsmobiles, Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Lincoln Town Cars, Cougars, and Thunderbirds. Ethington Oldsmobile also has the entire line of Olds for $95. Including Bravada, Delta 88, 98, and the industry's most talked about new car, the Aurora. Ethington Olds has been the recipient of General Motors' highest honor when they were named the number one Olds dealership in the U.S. for customer satisfaction. For the best deal anywhere, call one of their professional sales consultants toll-free at 1-800-866-0990. And for Louisville customers, call 585-1172. Ethington Oldsmobile on U.S. 60 in Shelbyville.
Get a grip on your future with Job Corps. When you become part of Job Corps, you'll be on your way up by learning new skills. What's more, you'll even get paid while you learn. Job Corps can offer you everything you'll find on a college campus. The only difference is Job Corps is free. They pay you. If you qualify for Job Corps, you get free room, 3 meals per day, and up to $80 in spending money every month. Depending on your performance, you can get a bonus of $25 to $80. In case you still haven't caught on, all this is free. Complete your GED and you qualify for a $250 bonus. And there's more. For the first full year in Job Corps, you get a clothing allowance of more than $300. There's a child care allowance, free medical and dental care while you train, free books, uniforms, and tools. You can even get your driver's license free. When you finish training, even job placement is free. Take control of your destiny by contacting Job Corps at 233 West Broadway, Suite 105, or call 585-4052. Sponsored by the Department of Labor. Let Job Corps help you find a job that's right for you. Did we mention that it's free?
This is Gary Burbank. And for a quicker, smarter, funnier ride home, I'm the funny part, use the news resource, the new 1080 WRES. What is Rick comes in here, Rick Consolo, who's our affiliate relations person, starts passing out champagne. I'm saying, Rick, I got to do this radio show. And probably not a good idea. And,
you got to have one drink for luck.
So, I take a nice swallow, and Nurse Burns' elbow goes, thunk, and the glass is up my nose.
I'll be talking like this for a while.
Okay. Tried to explain to you the Gary Burbank Show and the people around it. I don't know. Roger's kind of keeping his mouth shut. Roger Naylor. And Sports and Consequences comes up at 4 o'clock. That is a sports, quiz show kind of?
Quiz show, yeah.
You see a lot of shows, quiz shows, that the host always treats the person as I don't know, such a... They kind of nose up to them. And we don't do that on that show. That's kind of the one show where the host does not have to be nice to the contestant, I don't think. So you'll see, we have, I should give you the rules. But then again, I don't know them.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, there are a lot.
And they change daily.
Let's see. You can't ask a question before 1927. We don't allow minutia, and you get blown up for that. Don't read questions from a book. You can't read a question from a book, by the way. Only one question per caller. Be clueful. That's good. So you make us look good. We make you feel good with prizes. Don't have the same name as another caller, that kind of thing. If you hear another caller before you with a name, change yours quickly. Don't cast dispersions on the honor of these aficionados. And that's so far as Andy Mack. When Bob Trumpy shows up, Chris Collinsworth will be in, too, for that, too. That's Sports Consequences. And we have a number to call. What is that number?
I had it right here.
Oh, it's 1-800-427-9288. 1-800-427-9288. Or if you want to remember it, 1-800-GAP-WATT. 1-800-GAP-WATT. You will hear things like the Little News Today letter segments, but I don't want to get into all that stuff. It's just too hard to talk about. Let's talk about what's happening in the news and see if something doesn't happen here. What was that bit about the woman ending up pregnant?
On the Navy ship, no, the Eisenhower.
How many was it now?
14, I believe, 14. Out of 451 female sailors. On the, yeah, I guess, are they called sailors? I guess so.
Yeah, sure they are, yeah.
Went out on this huge...
Well, like sail persons?
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
In this political correctness day.
Sailors, sailors,
okay,
is fine.
Sailors.
Ers has
swabbies.
Nothing gender about it. Ers, swabbies, you can't say.
Okay.
Swab persons.
So anyway, they went out. They're on the ship for a few months. They come
they
back,
get,
14
pregnant.
Are preggers.
The Pentagon has launched a full investigation, beginning with the ship's commander, Captain Merrill Steubing.
That may have been the mistake right
no,
there.
No, no, no. Sailors have said that there's been no hanky-panky, and they blame the pregnancies on the makeshift artificial insemination lab behind the boiler that they keep coming up into. But then one woman
I
was...
I saw that on Mr. Roberts.
You saw that
movie,
too?
Remember that?
I did, too.
They're always down there doing
that's
that.
Kind of where that came from, I think. So, and the woman, there was one woman that was drummed out, right?
Yes.
Why? Just for getting pregnant? Or just, or was she drummed out for that or something else?
They say it's an adventure. No, I think she was, one of the women was caught having sex. It was videotaped by one of the
Well, you know, that takes
sales.
Two people, you know.
Yes. Well, I think they're both gone. They're
oh,
both
the guy, you don't hear about the guy going. So the guy's not gone? I'm sorry, Bill Broha, who is our, what are you, Bill?
Yeah,
what now?
I'm the chief babbler.
The chief babbler. No, you're a research person.
Research and babble.
And babble. So what happened to the guy?
She is suing for discrimination because nothing happened to him.
Well, it should have been.
Even
well, it depends on
was,
maybe who was on top or
somewhat,
something. I don't know.
Intimately involved.
Okay, I would say he was intimately involved. If they got her for it, then why not him? But anyway, she's trying to capitalize on it. What's the song now? She's got this song?
Coming out with a little song. You'll
little
recognize the tune. Ankles
oh, we
away.
We have that?
Yeah,
we have that?
Yes, we
well,
have.
Plunk
it,
your
of
magic
course.
Clanger. This is, I don't know her name, but this is her.
Should be happy about that.
We had a date, my boys. We had a date. You were all hands on deck. You went below, and now I'm late.
Now she's late. I like these new words almost better than the Anchors Away words.
Beware of cruisers, girl.
The BBC, the Broadbank Broadcasting Corporation.
Forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky. We're going to have rain, we're going to have drizzle, we're going to have general unpleasantness, maybe even a thunderstorm today, high 75. It's all going to clear up tonight, down to 45 with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit cooler, though, a high of only 59. That's the forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the tins. Use the new 1080 WRES.
Well, we'll start things off with police reporting accidents in the 500 block of Lilly, also Floyd and Cardinal downtown, as well as Lexington and Wallace and over near Churchill Downs. Watch your police on the scene of an accident at 3rd and Iowa. Now, your trip out of downtown right now looks to be in pretty good shape, taking southbound 65, northbound 71, and 64 eastbound. Spanny Junction looks to be in pretty good shape as well. It's deer season at your local John Deere dealer, the Dixie Farm Store in Elizabethtown, where you can get the 14 PZ Walk Behind More for only $3.49. Another report in 10 minutes. I'm Charlie Steele. That's traffic on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
It's next to the kitchen. It's in the business park. It's over the bakery. It's the new American workplace. And today, about 40 million of us have an office there, turning to ourselves now to make it on our own. And to help make it easier, when we need everything from computer services to color copies and a helpful staff, we turn to Kinko's. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, branch office for the new American workplace. For the nearest of over 700 Kinko's locations, call 1-800-743-KINKO's.
Here's a hot idea.
This better be good.
Well, through March 25th, a wide range of ranges are on sale at Sears Brand Central.
I'm warming up to this one.
Two top-selling brands are at our lowest price ever. The Whirlpool self-cleaning electric range is $448. You save $181.
Great.
The GE gas range with sealed gas burners is also $448. You save $71. Plus, you get free delivery on all GE and Whirlpool self-cleaning ranges with a mail-in rebate.
See store for details.
You're learning. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
Annette Zeems, LensCrafters optician.
Now you can get 50% off all frames at LensCrafters. 50% off every frame we carry. Other places run discount offers, but there's some kind of catch. At LensCrafters, it's a real half-price sale. No strings attached. 50% off every single frame we carry. And we'll still make your glasses in about an hour. People should not miss this.
Hurry. LensCrafters offer ends soon. See store for details.
I'm a smoker, but guess what? I just found out I'm the only smoker in my new carpool. Well, let me tell you how I handle this situation. I just reached right into my pocket and pulled out a brand new fresh pack of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That's right, it's got a cool, clean taste everyone in the car can enjoy. So you know what? I always take Wrigley's Spearmint along for the ride. And instead of smoking, I share my pure chewing satisfaction.
It's Bag Lady Barbie. Barbie's just been laid off, and now she's out on the street. Kids, you can make extra cash by selling Bag Lady Barbie's old sports cars and dream houses as she struggles to survive. Hours of fun walking Bag Lady Barbie through the neighborhood, scrounging used Barbie clothes and food from the Barbie dumpsters of the more affluent Barbies in town. She'll stuff them into Bag Lady Barbie shopping carts stolen from behind the Barbie supermarket. Pull Bag Lady Barbie's string, and she mutters 10 different incoherent ravings over and over.
Those cats are coming to feast on your liver. Remnant, your papa party.
Dumped by her judgmental boyfriend, Ken, and scorned by her snobby friends like Midge, Barbie wanders the back alleys alone with no friends to buy ever. Bag Lady Barbie's available at all Goodwill outlets everywhere. Park bench, newspapers, and wine bottles sold separately. Bag Lady Barbie from the town.
Hi, Sherry Burbank again. Ahmed.
Yo, Eddie, this is Ahmed.
You have an idea of what you call a female sailor?
They are not swabbies, they are swabettes.
Oh, that would get a lot. I'm sure the Gloria Steinem would just love that. Thank you.
You must be off.
Yes, Bud.
Hey, Gary, couldn't we just, like, keep these kids? And that way we would eliminate any future chance of a draft or of this man's volunteer army. We just start our own.
From the ship itself?
Yeah.
I see what you mean. When they grow up, they take over.
That's right.
They never have to come back into port the whole time.
Exactly. Just come.
You must be off. Thank you. Speaking of being off, if you would plunk your magic twanger. Nurse Burns. And now the BBC presents Who's the Boss? Starring Hillary Ramrod Clinton as head of a now-defunct health care reform committee. Bill as handyman White House keeper and president of the United States. And the laugh track as America's conscience.
Oh, Bill, dear, I'm home.
Oh, hello, Hillary. I'm sorry that dinner's not ready yet, but I've had company. You remember HUD Secretary Henry Cisneros, don't you?
Oh, of course. Nice to see you again, Henry.
Nice to see you, too, Mrs. Clinton. The president was showing me some of the lovely improvements you made to the White House. You have a marvelous eye for decorating.
Oh, I leave all that prissy stuff like wallpaper and window treatments to Bill. I'm too busy running the country.
Hill, you promised you wouldn't say things like that in front of other people anymore.
Oh, that's right. I must have done this whole thing all by myself.
Yeah.
Donna freaking Reed, that's me.
Hillary. If you'll excuse us, Henry and I have some important matters to discuss.
Oh, fine. But if the hotline rings, don't pick it up. I'm expecting a call from Saddam Hussein. I mean, Betty Crocker.
Oh.
We're going to swap recipes.
I see, yes, thank you. Okay, she's gone. Now, Henry, be honest with me. How much did it cost to pay off your mistress?
I'm not exactly sure, sir, but it wasn't nearly as much as the FBI has claimed.
Oh, really? And your chick was way cuter than Paula Jones, wasn't she?
No offense, sir, but yes.
So I could probably buy Paula Jones off for practically... Hillary, what is it now?
Damn it, Bill, I'm hungry. Get your butt back in the kitchen and make him something to eat.
Please, Hill, I'm discussing important stuff here. Stuff about HUD's, Henry, what's a HUD?
Housing and Urban Development, sir.
Oh, all right, but it's pork chop night, little mister.
Uh-huh.
And I better see some big old chops on the table soon, or the Secret Service is going to be crawling around this thick Oval Office shag rug looking for your teeth.
Yes, ma'am. maybe we could finish our discussion another time, Henry.
I understand, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Tune in next time on Who's the Boss when Bill Clinton makes an important executive decision.
I don't care what Leon Panetta says. I want the Lincoln bedroom panel. And put in a couple of beanbag chairs, too, okay?
That's next time on Who's the Boss?
That's very nice.
Next time. That's very nice. Uh-huh. I sweat my fingers to the bones on that whole thing, and that's very nice from Roger.
What? I'm applauding on the inside.
I'm thinking... I like the audience best. The audience is America's conscience. Because I kind of see America's conscience like that, laughing at the situations in Washington, this and that.
America relates best to a sitcom.
No doubt. No. That's why we do it. We got more coming up.
This is the BBC.
He dishes out dirt and carries a big shovel. It's Mike Walker, 10 to noon, on the new 1080 WRES.
Buying your next car should be as simple as MNOP, Montgomery Nissan on Preston. And with spring just around the corner, this is a great time to come see the complete lineup of exciting new Nissans. From rugged trucks and four-wheel drive Pathfinders to the affordable luxury sedan Altima. And there's a completely redesigned Sentra, 200SX, and sleek new 240SX. Montgomery has an excellent selection in stock for you to test drive today. You'll find impressive savings, too. Right now, you can lease Motor Trend's Import Car of the Year, the all-new 95 Maxima, for just $298 a month. Automatic and air, power windows and locks, tilt, cruise, and stereo cassette. All wrapped in a beautiful body and powered by a silky smooth 190 horses. Let Montgomery Nissan put you in a Maxima now. Check the courier for more great pricing and all the details on this 36-month lease. A price you can afford from a name you can trust. It's as easy as MNOP. Montgomery Nissan on Preston, at the corner of Preston and Indian Trail.
A successful business presentation requires careful preparation.
So, gentlemen, as I was saying, our fourth quarter earnings
were... Jenkins, are we boring you?
And that starts with a good night's sleep, so Courtyard by Marriott provides exactly what you need to relax and retool, like a spacious room, work desk, mini gym, whirlpool, an in-room coffee.
Jenkins!
Call your travel agent or 800-321-2211. Courtyard, the hotel designed by business travel.
If you're hungry for some dinner, or lunch, or have a good time to want to spend the fun. If you want great seafood, we'll grant your
Kingfish for its great value, friendly service, and excellent seafood. But they spice up the variety with their new Cajun Grilled Whitefish. It's spicy, it's hot, and like all Kingfish seafood, it's delicious. Visit your neighborhood Kingfish restaurant today and enjoy the new Cajun Grilled Whitefish. You'll love it.
If you want great seafood, we'll grant your wish. Why don't you join us out at Kingfish? Get a great meal out at Kingfish.
This is the new home of Earl Pitts, the new 1080 WRES Louisville.
A Louisville police officer has been arrested by the Crimes Against Children Unit. We'll have the story coming up. Also, Louisville police on the scene of a standoff in the Hikes Point area. That's affecting the release of three area schools. Stay tuned for details. It's 3:30. Good afternoon. I'm Jackie Rourke. This is your nonstop news and information resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky. We're going to have rain, we're going to have drizzle, we're going to have general unpleasantness, maybe even a thunderstorm today, high 75. It's all going to clear up tonight, down to 45 with clear skies. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little bit cooler, though, a high of only 59. That's the forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES. We go to Charlie Steele, his first live traffic report during Gary Burbank, and he blows it. Are you there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here. Right now we have an accident working right as you're coming into Spaghetti Junction at the ramp from 65 northbound to 64 eastbound. Now, taking the Waterston Expressway this afternoon, if you're going west over to Dixie Highway, things look to be in pretty good shape for you as you're making your way there this afternoon. Now, once you get on to Dixie and head south there into PRP and Valley Station, no big problems for you right now. No more than a one-light delay off the Waterston onto Dixie, and to watch for your normal heavy traffic this afternoon over on Poplar Level Road right at the Waterston Expressway. And the hit musical Miss Saigon is coming to the Kentucky Center this September. Tickets are available by mail order, so look for your order form in yesterday's newspaper. Miss Saigon is a subscription offering of the PNC Bank Broadway series. Another report in 10 minutes. I'm Charlie Steele. That's traffic on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Thanks, Charlie. 3:31 at the new 1080 WRES. Light rain, 59 degrees right now in Louisville. A Louisville police officer is behind bars today, arrested by the Crimes Against Children Unit. Department spokesman Sergeant Carl Yates says six-year veteran Officer Tommy Watson was picked up earlier today.
Louisville police officer Tommy Watkins was arrested at his home and charged with sexual abuse first degree and criminal attempt rape. He has been booked into the county jail, and there is an internal affairs investigation into the case as well at this time.
Yates cannot disclose details of the alleged crime, though he says police acted after receiving a complaint. Officer Watson has been suspended with pay pending the outcome of the investigations. He's been stripped of his police powers. A police standoff in the Hikes Point area is affecting the release of students at three area schools. Louisville police are negotiating with an armed man at 3012 Middale Lane off Klondike Lane. He's threatening to shoot himself and police. Louisville police have blocked off the area and have asked officials at the following schools to send students home another way if their bus goes through the area. Those schools are Klondike Elementary, Myers Middle School, and St. Martha's School. Once again, the incident is at 3012 Middale Lane off of Klondike Lane in the Hikes Point area. 3:33 at the new 1080 WRES. Coming up, another gubernatorial candidates forum coming up, but this one is going to be different.
If you've got a club, business, or organization you want the whole world to know about, see Oates Flag and Specialty Company. Take them your logo, and they'll print or embroider it on almost anything you can imagine. Shirts, jackets, coffee mugs, banners, flags. The high-quality products available at Oates Flag and Specialty Company are, ounce for ounce, the most cost-effective way to expose the name of your group or organization to the maximum number of people. At conventions and seminars, you can make sure people take a part of you with them. Literally hundreds of specialty items are available to help ensure that your company remains top of mind at all times. You can't go wrong when you have your logo placed on souvenir items like ribbons, pins, pencils, and buttons. After serving Kentuckiana for 50 years, Oates Flag and Specialty Company has the experience and know-how to help get your organization or business the kind of exposure you need to stay competitive in today's economy. Located at 10951 Electron Drive in Industrial Park. Call 267-8200.
Another gubernatorial candidates forum has been announced, but this one is decidedly different. The candidates forum on children's issues is set for Wednesday, April 5th at 7:30 at the Hurstbourne Hotel. It'll be part of a three-day summit on children's issues, bringing together advocacy groups from around the state. That coming up April 4, 5, and 6 in Louisville. 3:34 at the new 1080 WRES. Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky is calling for a partly sunny day today. Windy, warm, and some afternoon thunderstorms. Some of them could be heavy. The high today, 75. Storms ending and clearing tonight. The low going down to 45. For tomorrow, sunshine, a little cooler. The high just 59 degrees. Right now in Louisville, light rain. It is 59 degrees. I'm Jackie Rourke, bringing you the information you want when you want it. The new 1080 WRES.
I'm a smoker, but guess what? I just found out I'm the only smoker in my new carpool. Well, let me tell you how I handle this situation. I just reached right into my pocket and pulled out a brand new fresh pack of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That's right. It's got a cool, clean taste everyone in the car can enjoy. So you know what? I always take Wrigley's Spearmint along for the ride. And instead of smoking, I share my pure chewing satisfaction.
Limbaugh and Roseanne Barr, the fabulous sports fame. Noon to 3 on the new 1080 WRES.
Don't know what I can do to this, Nurse Burns. You played a weird... That's her selection of music, by the way. Hi, this is Gary Burbank, and welcome to the Gary Burbank Show. We take a little time for...
sports.
As Mr. McConnell, our best friend, says, the most important things in the world are not important when you put them against sports. And Andy Mack is a great sportscaster from, way back. Andy's the play-by-play person for Xavier University, by the way, who, well, let's not talk about it.
No, let's not.
Well, that was hot over the weekend, though, was it not?
It was quite a weekend for college basketball, but, you know, they're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA, Gary. All four number one seeds have broken through. They talk about upsets, but the teams that pulled the upsets of the first round basically got knocked out by the higher-seeded teams in the second round.
So Cinderella's gone. There are three SEC teams, no Big Ten, a few ACC.
The ACC did very well. All four of their teams have won both games, so there are four ACC teams in the final 16.
And Big East.
Big East, not bad. UConn's around, Georgetown's around.
What about UMass?
UMass is from the Atlantic 10.
Okay, thanks, Andy.
That's all right.
So I know all that stuff. I'm really hot on that stuff. So, everybody I like, well, not everybody I like is gone, but a lot are. So, Andy.
There were some great finishes yesterday, though.
I know. You take 6 seconds, you play all that stuff back, and so much happened. I couldn't believe it.
Georgetown scored on the air ball. The Don Reed put back of the Allen Iverson miss. Then there was the Syracuse-Arkansas game with a timeout that shouldn't have been called. That cost Syracuse a trip to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's your alma mater, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, Andy, what about Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan wearing number 45 yesterday.
Why is he not going back to his old jersey? Because it was retired and he can't... Why, it's in.
Well, it was way up in the rafters at the United Center. They couldn't find anybody with the guts to go up and get that jersey.
Well, someone's on the phone that wants to, maybe ask you a question. Yes, hello? Who's this, please?
Hello, Gary. This is Jack Hammer, homeless detective.
Homeless detective.
I search the garbage cans of America looking for clothes, aluminum cans, and wacky radio bits. I was checking out Michael Jordan's garbage can this morning, and guess what I came up with?
Yeah, what'd you find?
A wacky radio bit.
No kidding.
And one of Michael's old tongue braces.
His what?
His old tongue brace.
A tongue brace?
I think I might get a couple bucks for that.
Yeah, I think so. A tongue brace. I didn't know he used one.
Ah, well, It's amazing what you find in people's garbage.
I bet you it is.
Anyway, after yesterday's game with the Pacers, Michael jotted down some things he has to remember about how basketball differs from baseball, and I found the list in this morning's garbage.
Oh, terrific.
Apparently, Michael was bringing along some of his baseball training back to basketball, and this list is titled, Things to Remember for My Next Game.
Mm-hmm.
First on here, leave the fungo bat at home.
Yeah, I would say so.
Good advice.
You don't need it on the basketball court.
That's right.
It would be nice to have, but they won't let you.
Also, he has next game, remember that basketball doesn't have a designated hitter unless you include Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
Also, next game, remember Charles Barkley's advice about spitting.
What's that?
Don't spit on the floor, spit on the fans.
Spit on the fans. I've always said that too, yeah.
And also, and most importantly, he has here, during other teams' foul shots, do not stand there shouting, hey, better, hey, better.
Okay.
Well, listen, Gary, I must be off. There's things to do. There's promises to keep.
I realize that.
Of garbage to peruse before I sleep.
For a homeless detective. Thank you.
Jack Hammer.
Bye, Jack.
Homeless detective.
So, you're all that stuff. I know why he left, actually. And he was getting on his creep about baseball. But he was always able to handle that. It didn't seem to bother Michael Jordan. He's bigger than all that. He can handle it. That's why we love him so much. Not just because he's maybe the greatest athlete to come along in a bunch of decades, but it's because he is a good guy. And no matter how much grief he got about baseball, he always came back until this. This was a commercial that
McDonald's was going to run, apparently, and Michael
and
got wind of it.
This was enough, but can I play that for you?
Here. Hey, Michael Jordan, yes, what do you got there?
This is my favorite lunch, a Big Mac, French fries, and a chocolate shake.
Oh, yeah? Let's shoot some hoops for it.
I don't play basketball anymore.
Okay, I'll strike you out for it.
You're on.
Off the mound.
Off the mound.
Past the bat.
Past the bat.
Across the plate. Nothing but mitt.
Okay, try it. No fair. That was a curve.
See.
All right, I'll make it easier.
I think they were going too far.
Halfway to home, underhanded, down the middle of the plate, nothing but mitt.
Okay. You call that across the middle? That was almost outside.
Yeah, see?
Okay, try this.
You got upset about that.
On the tee.
On the tee.
Right in front of you, whenever you're ready, nothing but mitt.
Okay.
Strike three, you're out!
Just take the damn burger. I wasn't hungry in the first place.
What?
Mr. Jordan?
Yes?
Is that your Ferrari?
Why, yes it is, little girl. Would you like to go for a ride?
No, but I'll strike you out for it.
See?
Too much.
He needs to get back with what he knows, and he's done that now. This is the Broadbank Broadcasting Corporation.
Forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky. We're going to have rain, we're going to have drizzle, we're going to have general unpleasantness, maybe even a thunderstorm today. High 75. It's going to all get a clear up tonight, down to 45 with clear skies. Tomorrow's sunshine, a little bit cooler though, a high of only 59. That's the forecast from Wave 3 meteorologist John Belsky on the news resource, the new 1080 WRES.
Well, police are reporting an injury accident this afternoon at the ramp from 65 northbound to 64 eastbound. This is right as you're going into Spaghetti Junction, so watch the slowdowns there with police and EMS on the scene. Now, going into southern Indiana, looks like northbound 65, moving pretty good for you. Once you get across the Kennedy Bridge all the way up to I-265, 265, 131, no big problems for you there. And 64 west looks to be in pretty good shape all the way up to Highway 150. And this, the hit musical Miss Saigon is coming to the Kentucky Center this September. Tickets are available by mail order, so look for your order form in yesterday's newspaper. Miss Saigon is a subscription offering of the PNC Bank Broadway series.
This is Gary Burbank. Listen to the Broadbank Broadcasting Corporation afternoons on the new 1080 WRES.
George Countryman and his team at Freedom Nissan in Madison, Indiana, know you're ready for nice weather. They also know that many of you will be trading cars and trucks. This year, why not do what many Southern Indiana and Louisville shoppers do and make the scenic drive to Freedom Nissan on the hilltop in Madison, Indiana. Right now, you'll find one of the region's best selections on all new Nissan lineup for 95. Maximas, Altimas, Quest minivans, and the ever-popular and affordable Nissan Sentra. All these cars are priced to move. Freedom Nissan also features a super lineup of Nissan 2x4 and 4x4 pickup trucks in the hottest graphics and colors for spring and summer of 95. Freedom Nissan, 2350 Michigan Road in Madison, Indiana. Nice weather is on the way, and George Countryman and his team are ready with incredible deals on great cars and trucks. When you're ready to trade, it'll be well worth the drive because you really do save more at Freedom Nissan.
Indiana's best selection and lowest prices on custom blinds and shades for your home or office. There's only one name you need to remember, Blinds Direct. For fastest service locally, bypass the 800 number and call direct at 634-0733. That's 634-0733. Just off Preston at 608 Locust Lane.
The new 1080 WRES.
Hi, this is Gary Burbank, and we have a phone number, 1-800-427-9288, 1-800-GAP-WATT. That would be G-A-P-W-A-T-T, adverse to G-A-P-P-W-A-T. 1-800-GAP-WATT. Why'd we decide on that, Roger? Just, it came up.
That's the only one that was available.
Or maybe
apparently.
If you could think of a better name for these numbers we have. We came up with 1-800-GAP-WATT. 1-800-IBIS-WATU, 1-800-HAR-YAT. HAR-YAT's not bad. 1-800-ICUS-WAT. It always came up WAT on the end. So, I don't know, but if you'd like to, or even write, we have mail. You have the address, Roger.
You can write to us at the BBC, 1111 St. Gregory Street, Mount Adams, Ohio, 45202.
Yeah. But see, we've been doing this for a while, and we already have some mail. And if you're joining us, then you can get it off your chest. We have a fax number, too. Do we know that by any chance?
513-241-5963.
Oh, we got letters. I love those letters. Shabba-dabba-ding-dong. Reema wet, reema wet. Yeah, I'm a bass man. You can tell, can't you? So, dear Garish, you heard F. Lee Bailey apologize to the court for the altercation he had with Marcia Clark. He seemed to lay it on pretty heavy, but actually the news department only replayed an edited version of that apology. I have the unedited version. I copied it down for you. So this is it, I guess. Your Honor, fellow members of the court, I feel my conduct yesterday was totally unbecoming for a man of my profession. I would like, therefore, to thoroughly apologize for my poor behavior to you, Your Honor, as well as to Mrs. Clark, who is truly outstanding in her field. He said all this, didn't he? And whom I have only the highest respect for. In fact, there is nothing I would like better at this time than to throw myself upon the floor and grovel at the feet of each and every person in this courtroom, lick their boots, kiss the rings on their hands, and whine like a baby until I have truly earned the forgiveness that I am so unworthy of. I would also like to apologize to my fellow colleague, Robert Shapiro, for my equally reprehensible altercation with him. I would like to apologize to my younger brother for all the wedgies I gave him when we were kids. I would like to beg forgiveness from my dear wife for all the times I left the toilet seat up and for making those annoying teeth-sucking sounds at 2 o'clock in the morning. I would like to apologize to my sister and her husband for getting them a chia pet as a wedding gift. I would like to offer my humble apologies to the American Indians for the white man taking their land. Note signed, Robert S. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate that, Neil.
Apparently, the floodgates opened.
Yeah,
he's
has.
Not used to apologizing once he got started, just because he stopped. Gary Richard would have written, but he called instead.
That's okay. Hello, Richard. Are you there?
Hey, man, I'm better than nothing.
Good, yeah. I like this better than nothing.
You want to know where I'm calling from?
Yeah, where are you calling from, Richard?
Green Bay.